back in the car again.
D4SKD, KP4CBA. Well, Larry, I'm glad to say it's better you than me.
But yeah, it's been an interesting day. I got to work this morning, and I was going to order my food. You have to do it on the app on your phone, and it wasn't working. I thought, oh no, I can't eat. So somebody came along and bought my breakfast, and I paid them back, and come to find out I'd run out of data on my phone plan.
That's not good. It's not a good way to find out either, is it? I remember I was listening to Pandora one day while I was working, and this guy told me about it, and it's been years ago, and he says, you do have unlimited data. I said, I don't know. Thank goodness I did.
One of these little low-cost carriers, and I mean, it was okay. The service was fine, but when I was with before one of the big companies, when you start getting low on your data plan, you get a message. It says, oh, you've used 90%. You know, you might want to be careful. And so, okay, we'd do that, be careful. Well, this one didn't. All of a sudden, they just cut me off, except for making phone calls, and that was it.
I think they'd give you some kind of warning that you were, getting ready to reach the limit of your data. So, I know my phone warned me when I was running out of room with my music, and so I upped the, had to pay a little bit more and up the whatever it is, and that's just really nice because I love downloading songs on my phone and or albums, and I have Shazam. I don't know if you've ever used that, but if you're in a restaurant or something or anywhere and you hear a song, you don't know what it is, who it is, can't remember, you just hit Shazam and it'll tell you who's singing, the name of the group, the album, the all that, and it's really neat. You can just add it right to your playlist.
It is kind of neat. I don't have that app, but I hope you can hear me. I'm in a really, really noisy area. But anyway, I listen to various kinds of music. Some of the light jazz stuff I like to listen to. When I was a kid, we listened to the Beach Boys. Oh, man, we get on the Beach Boys kick. That's about all I wanted to hear.
I like listening to the Beach Boys, and I understand that for a while Glenn Campbell sang with them.
Back when they first got started, and the song Help Me Rhonda, the guitar solo you hear in there, that was... I understand that was Mr. Glenn Campbell playing that.
Well, how about that? Yeah, I remember that song. Oh, me. That takes me back a few years. Oh, good Lord. I'm getting old.
I've seen the Beach Boys twice, and both times they were excellent. It was no fancy lights, no lasers, no fog machine. Just normal lights, but good music, and it wasn't overly loud either. You didn't walk out with your ears ringing bad like other places.
Well, that's good. You don't need all that glitz and glitter and sometimes they can get too loud, especially near the end. They really start cranking it up and, trying to make a big finish and everything. And I don't like that. That's one reason reason my ears ring. I went to a Doobie Brothers concert when I was 18 at Little John Coliseum. And, of course, the captain and me album had just come out. And, you know, they were playing all that stuff, and I was down on the floor. And, good Lord, the last two or three songs they played, it was so loud, it was just white noise. You could not, I'm a musician, and you could not distinguish pitch. It was so loud, it was just white noise. And it was the god-awfulest, I mean, sound. And when we got out of there, my ears were ringing. Well, I didn't think much of it until I woke up the next morning and they were still ringing. And they've been ringing ever since.
I hope you can hear me. The repeater is so noisy here. But I'd spent 7 years in a roller skating rink, and I'm sure that didn't do me any good.
Well, I tell you, you know, it just takes one time, and you know, of course, I regret that, but I mean, it was a good concert, but, you know, it wasn't worth losing some of my hearing over, and now, you know, of course, if I'm in a noisy restaurant or something, or anywhere, you know, there's some noise, and you're trying to talk to me, I have to really concentrate, or you really have to speak up. But I went to, you know, my wife said, you need hearing aids. I went to the hearing specialist, and they, ENT, and they checked my hearing, and they said, you've lost a little bit of the highs and high frequencies in your hearing, but your hearing's normal.
Good. Well, I'm sure mine's diminished some, too, but I quit messing with so much sound equipment. I sold the real expensive stuff. And one time I had 5 stereo systems at the house, but now just mostly what people gave me, which is not very much.
Wasn't stereo stuff. I couldn't afford much back in the day, but man, I loved it, and I'd sit there and put a record on and play my guitar, try to learn guitar solos and stuff, and learned a couple of Aerosmith songs, oh gosh, back in the 70s, and then some Steely Dan solos off of their what's the name of that album? Can't think of it. I can see the album. I just can't think of the name of it. But anyway, and it's got Kid Charlemagne on it and a bunch of stuff. But boy, there's some great guitar solos on that thing.
Anybody that can play music can do it well, because it is not easy. I worked on the piano and had to quit because my thumbs were hurting. Anyway, good talking to you. I've got the driveway in sight, so I'll go ahead and sign, and hope you have a good rest of your day. KB4CBA, KC4SKD, clear on your file.
Have a good evening, and good to talk with you, and glad you made it home safely, and talk to you again soon, just in time for the net here. So you have a good one. KC4SKD, KB4CBA, clear.
4CBA, KN4CHY.
4CHY, KB4CBA. So, Keith, what are you doing?
I heard Stevie Dan, so I just wanted to jump in there and offer, I believe, wasn't that on the Royal Scam?
I just couldn't think of it. Yeah, when I was in Mars Hill, there was this guy. I met him. I actually met him in a nightclub, but he taught guitar at Mars Hill. So I took a couple of lessons from him and learned some learned some songs, and he was real good. And I could have bought a Les Paul guitar from him. It was a Les Paul studio, I think. But it was black. It had gold, all gold, you know, trim on it, everything, the knobs and all that stuff. And it was gorgeous. And he only wanted $400 for it. But $400 back then for me was like, you know, might as well have been $4,000 because I couldn't afford it.
It's been a deal, and you could have probably got $4,000 out of it pretty easily. Yeah, on that album, that is a solid front to back listen. You know, everybody talks about Asia as being, you know, Steely Dan's top album, but I tell you, I really like the Royal Scam. Again, you know, just a good front-to-back listen. I kind of grew up with an album war unit rock station in town in Baton Rouge. And, I tended to listen to albums more than I did just, you know, singles or...
if I bought an album, I was going to listen to the whole thing. And not pick and choose, you know, what I recorded or put on cassette or whatever. You know, it's just the way I am. But, of course, now when I was in the music, I did church music for 40 years, over 40 years. And, you know, I've listened to probably tens of thousands of songs. And, you know, people mailing you just stacks of music and CDs and CDs back then. And I'd give the song 15 seconds, and if it didn't grab me, you know, I'd go on to the next one.
I'm not a musician, but I've always been one to, you know, it's got to get me within the first couple of bars to really get my attention and keep me there. I had something else I was going to say too, and I can't remember what it was. Besides getting old.
That's just the sign that you're getting old. Your memory is the first thing to go, and then I can't remember what the second thing is. but anyway, I'll be in the middle of a sentence. I can't even remember a word or something. Sometimes I'm just like that album. I've listened to it a million times. The Royal Scam, and couldn't think of it. You know, I could see the cover, but in my mind, but I couldn't think of the name. Ah, Lordy. But, man, I played that thing, and of course now I listen to it on my phone, which is even better. But I still have a record player and have an old amp that, well, it's new enough it'll drive a subwoofer, but it's old enough to where it'll drive a set of, you know, speakers too, so you don't have this little bitty speakers. This guy got too big. Gosh, I don't know. Speakers that they have, I guess they got like 10-inch subs in them, mid-range tweezers and all that, and then I've got the powered subwoofer too. I like a lot of bass, but I think I'll run you out of there.
These speaker cabinets were like 2-inch thick wood all the way around, and forget the model that he had, but those speakers were like chest high and, you know, a couple of feet wide, and yeah, they were monstrous. Luckily, our neighbors around us like the same music, so we didn't get evicted or anything, but any other situation probably easily could have.
By the way, you've been hitting the repeater good until that last one. No problem at all with quieting, but the last one is like, it sounded like when you're on an HT and the battery's going dead, and it just keys and unkeys and back and forth. And then you started clearing up, so I must have got about half of that. But so what place were you talking about that had the speakers you were describing?
On an HT, let me change battery real quick. B4CVAK and 4CHY, how about now?
Good.
Well, it was my roommate that had the speakers, and they were just monstrous. Company called Savard, SAVARD. They were actually local to Baton Rouge, but they sold speakers, you know, all over. They specialized in studio monitors, but then, you know, especially the local places around Baton Rouge had them, you know, for sale to consumers. But yeah, just really powerhouse speakers.
Those are the kind that I would just look at and kind of drool. And oh, man. I think I had some back in the 70s. I bought a set of Pioneer HPM 40s. That's all I could afford. And and I had a pretty decent amp. I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty nice. But, golly day, I tell you, I remember, you know, buying stuff from Don Jones Stereo. I had a buddy, in fact, he's the guy that got me in ham radio. He used to work there, and he was so funny because he had a little sensor, and when Don would start to walk back to where he was back in a back room, he would trip that sensor, and to a field was goofing off, he could, you know, act like he was working when Don, but before Don came in the room. So, you know, I was back there one day and that went off. I said, "What is that?" Telling me about it.
Great. Oh, and I remember what it was I was going to tell you. You mentioned selecting songs to put on cassettes. I guess I came up with, you know, a lot of radio stations do rock blocks now where they'll play like four songs of a certain artist all day. And that's what I tended to do, is I would put songs out of an album because, you know, you wanted to get a mix, but you didn't. You know, I didn't, you being an album listener, I didn't want to go from just one song to another, you know, to another band. I'd string four of them together and get three or four different bands on a cassette. And that was my idea of a mixtape back in them days.
For me, I would listen to the same song over and over, or the same CD. I might listen to it for a month, 2 months, like every, you know, I leave it in my car, and just every time I started it up, the CD was playing, and I never got, you know, it took me that long to get tired of it, enough to where I would put something else in there. I still liked it. I'd still, you know, listen to it, but... Yeah, but that's just the way I am. got, of course, everybody's got their favorite songs, but, man, I've got so many, I wouldn't even know where to start, but, of course, I was a big Beatles fan back in the day when they, I remember I was watching the night they came on Ed Sullivan for the first time, and the whole craze, and, you know, I watched them evolve. They kind of lost me there near the end, but of their time together. But they were a good band, a talented group.
I kind of got into more along the lines of, you know, the Pink Floyd thing back in the I guess it was early 70s. So I kind of went that route, and still, I'd still like a wide variety of music. That was influenced by my parents. My father was hardcore country, and my mother, you know, would listen to Top 40 radio, and we got a wide taste of music, and I guess that's why I'll jump around all sorts of stuff nowadays.
CBA. Well, my dad was he was pure classical, and of course he didn't do much of that in the car, but at the house he had one of his big stereo things, you know, giant long, I don't know what you call this thing. it was a beast, and yeah, he would listen to classical music, and I really wish I'd paid attention, because when I got to college, you know, that's what they were having us listen to, and name the artist, name the period, the style, and all that. And if I'd been paying attention, you know, then and knew, okay, you know, that's Bach, that's Tchaikovsky, you know, that's Wagner, you know, or whatever, then, you know, I could have recognized it, but I knew all the songs. I just didn't know who wrote them and what the titles were.
Probably like a lot of people my age, anyway. Most of my classical exposure was from Warner Brothers cartoons.
Okay. Well, I've definitely been exposed to a lot of music, and, you know, church music, and you know, the secular stuff on the radio and all. Back in the day when that's what we had to listen to, and you know, before XM radio came out, and I tell you, we've seen a lot of changes in our lifetime. You're anywhere near my age, and just absolutely amazing. Grew up during the muscle car era and didn't even know it. Those were just regular cars, but I have my favorites just like anybody else, but you know, we didn't realize that we were growing up during one of the epic periods of the automobile.
That right. It was just everyday cars. I guess I saw one that got my attention. You know, this isn't an everyday car. When the Malibu Super Sports came out, and walking home from school and seeing one of those for the first time, and how nice it sounded, and it's like, ooh. But anyway, I hate to cut it short, but the wife informed me that dinner's ready, so I'm going to go eat a bite and relax a little while, and wait around for the dinner tonight. KB4CBA, KN4CHY. Be clear after you, Dave.
Well, yeah, I don't want to keep you from the dinner table there. Get you something to eat, and put your feet up and relax. And I hope you have a good evening. It's good to talk with you and reminisce and talk about music and all that. So you have a good one. 73's K and 4CHY KB 4CBA, clear.